was back in the sacristy before Mass and telling Deacon Mike about the letter from Bishop Pates and of not having the precious blood at communion time or exchanging his sign of peace by shaking hands, and turned and asked me if we could all do chest bumps instead. And I just had an image in my head walking down procession in of the whole church is doing chest bumps. With that said, pack your bags, because we're going on a journey. Our Lenten theme at Our Lady of Mercy this year is Journey to the Heights. Imagine 40 days from now, Easter arrives, and you're at a new spiritual level, a spiritual height in your life, and in my life, that we've never been before. That is the goal of Lent. The goal of Lent is for transformation. It's for us to become new creations. And Lent provides this opportunity of getting off this normal hike that we're on, this normal journey, or maybe even into the ditch, and taking new strides of climbing to new heights in search for new life. The great spiritual masters, Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross, would talk about this ascent. John of the Cross is a masterpiece of ascent to Mount Carmel, of this journey upwards. And what's the journey upwards always? It's a journey inward. It's to know the interior life more. It's union with the divine. The world hears that kind of talk, union with God, divine intimacy with Christ. The world hears that and laughs at it. The world may laugh, but that is the very thing, union with Christ, intimacy with him, is the very thing that we were created for. It's what we yearn for. And so the journey that you and I go on, if we do go on it, it will change our life, yours and mine. But what I've come to learn in my life, how I normally approach Lent, how I see most people or many people approach Lent, and like I said, how I've many times throughout my life approached Lent, is the reality of us is that many of us will not pack our bags. Many of us will not go on this journey. We will never leave home to go to new heights. We may give something up for Lent. We might actually give up two things for Lent. We might lose weight. We might become more self-disciplined. We might become more productive. But we won't pack our bags and go on a journey. Why? Because many of us are okay with mediocrity. Many of us are okay with spiritual mediocrity. And spiritual mediocrity is not of God. Spiritual mediocrity is loved by Satan, the devil. In the scriptures, I'm just calling to mind one passage in Revelation, the third chapter in Revelation there, it talks about the Lord wanting us to either be hot or cold. He says, oh, I wish how you were either hot or cold and not lukewarm. So many of us will not pack our bags because of just mediocrity and being okay with where we're at in our spiritual life. Another reason I think many of us will not embark on this journey to new heights is because we've been lied to. In the first reading today, we hear from the serpent. The serpent enters onto the scene in Genesis chapter 2 and Genesis chapter 3. We hear just little parts of both those chapters. And he enters the scene as a liar, an accuser. As he begins this conversation with Eve in the Garden of Eden, saying, did God really say you can't eat any of the trees? So right away, he's trying to confuse her. He says, no, he didn't say we can't eat any of the trees, just not the one in the middle of it, or we'll die. And in verse 4 is his line of what he does over and over again. It's the lie, straight to the point. You will certainly not die. and him as an accuser continues on us. All this talk about a new creation, transformed life, new heights in our spiritual life, you're not going to change. Clearly, they don't know how long you have struggled with what you've struggled with. They don't know the vices that you have that's been there. You'll always be this way. So don't pack your bags. It's not worth it. You're not going to change. Consistent prayer life? You're not cut from that cloth. You're too busy. Here's the lies. And so we believe the lie, and every year we begin Lent without thinking of a journey to new heights, that it's possible. If we do choose to pack our bags and leave home for the journey for the heights, these 6 weeks here, as we'll be journeying together as a parish community to new heights, if we do pack our bags, the first stop this week, the first Sunday of Lent, is the desert. And it's always the desert. It's always the first Sunday of Lent. We have Jesus, whether we read from the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, or Luke, it's Jesus in the desert, because Jesus' pinnacle, his height, is Passion Week. It's the cross, it's Calvary, but first he goes to the desert to battle, to fight. And so is the case for us. Before our ascent up, we need to go in and confront within and to become experts in the interior life. And the barrenness of the desert is really good with turning down the white noise that we have in our lives so that we can focus on the interior life. Most of us know what white noise is. You got the white noise. Oftentimes, you have parents maybe use it for their children when they sleep at night. I know my sister-in-law uses it for her 3 kids. Have the white noise up, whether it's the annoying noise or the rainforest or, you know, the waves, any type of white noise, and it drowns out and it masks other sounds that normally would grab the kids' attention while sleeping. I keep a little noisemaker outside my office in the door. The secretary and the others in the office are annoyed by it, I'm sure. But we need it because inside the office, with the commotion right there, we're very easily inside the office can hear the conversations outward. And we hear those conversations, and we're distracted from within. So white noise drowns out those other things that would normally grab our attention. So it's no secret that we live in an age of distraction. If you'd ask most people, are we more distracted today than we were 5 or 10 years ago? No questions asked, we're more distracted today. Recently came across a study that showed that 3 out of 4 employees at work admitted to wasting or spending 2 hours a day being distracted by other things. 2 hours a day. And the big problem is becoming a big problem in the workplace today, of especially maybe younger generation graduating from college, and right away on at their workstation by their computer are these phone jacks that are displayed right there next to the computer screen, or it's underneath between their arms on the keyboard. And we're distracted. Anytime a notification comes up, off we go. I check. I find this the case with myself. If I'm working on a talk or a homily, like if my email is open or my phone is not on airplane mode or I have it right there, I'm always wanting to check what that is. And studies show that it takes an average of 15 minutes for us to re-engage what it is, or re-engage to the extent that we were engaged when that distraction comes. But the problem is not the technology. The problem is not the distraction. The problem is what the distraction keeps us from. And as humans, we are wired to make anything a drug. We're wired to make anything a drug so as to keep us from going within, to being in touch with what's going on inside of us, because that's the key to intimacy with Christ. That's the key to the heights. I heard of a story recently of a woman who said that she had a problem with buying shoes, and someone asked her, well, Like, what do you mean a problem with buying shoes? How many shoes do you have? She says, well, when I go into the closet, I open the closet doors and shoes just fall upon me. Okay, you got a problem with shoes. And he asked her, do you notice when it is that you buy shoes? She paused to think. And she said, after I drop my kids off at my ex-husband's house, I usually go to the store and buy shoes. And it was this aha moment for her of never realizing that her shoe buying habit was masking off what was going on interiorly in her, with the custody battle, with the hurt of the divorce, with the pain, the concern of the future, all these emotions here within her that were not being explored. She did not allow herself to explore them because they were being masked by her white noise of buying shoes. And anything can be white noise. Scrolling through our phones or our tablets on social media is a great and common white noise. Netflix is a white noise. Alcohol can be a white noise. Food can be a white noise. Anything can be a white noise. One of the white noises that I have is work. When I have things going on interiorly for me, I will just work more. I will just bury my head more into things that keeps me from going within. Why do we do that? Because going within oftentimes is painful. Going within, we find things that we don't want to find. We feel things that we don't want to feel. Things that we don't want to give attention to. But not going inside is deadly. Not going inside is deadly to any relationship. As the Lord describes his relationship with us as a betrothal, numerous places in the Old Testament and scriptures, he talks about it as the betrothal and a wedding between us and him. When you just stay with that with marriage can oftentimes, and it does, go on a spiral and becomes more distant very easily when there's things going on in any relationship that needs attention, that's going on interiorly, that we need to talk about, but we'll just go our separate ways and watch TV or do this, do that, and to not go there. The same is the case with God. Going inside, we need to go there because that's where God dwells. That's where he is. And becoming more in touch with our thoughts, our feelings, and desires, and then relating those to Jesus is the key to reaching new spiritual heights. Spiritual heights cannot be reached if we're not being more in touch with our thoughts, feelings, and desires and relating them to Jesus. And generally speaking, we're really bad at doing that. We're really bad at just, first of all, being in tune with those because of all the white noise. We are much more comfortable to take our thoughts, feelings, and desires and bring them to the tablet, to bring them to alcohol, to bring them to food, any one of those white noises, so as to drown out. And the next thing you know is I'm not even in touch with what is going on interiorly to me. And what is going on interiorly in me is the very thing, the avenue of which Jesus wants to touch, and he wants to meet us there so as to transform us, to bring us to new spiritual heights. We complicate the spiritual life way too much. The spiritual life is not all that complicated. It is a matter of being more in touch with these thoughts, feelings, and desires within us and relating them to Christ. And we can't be mature Christians and we can't reach new heights if we're not aware. So what's your white noise? What's my white noise? Mature Christians reaching and wanting to reach new spiritual heights that we've never reached before, we've got to be willing to turn down the knob of the white noise in our life. And so this Lent, let us identify the distraction, to identify the white noise. And maybe just a plea to the youth here. Like, I'm just realizing that most of, no, all of the youth, you don't know what life is like without just the crazy distractions. You know, so to take this Lent to identify, Lord, what is my white noise, and then to experiment with it. To experiment with these 40 days of turning down the noise so as to be curious to what my white noise masks inside of me. And the only way to do that is to find out what's on the other side of the distraction. So upon turning down our white noise, we'll be off on our journey to new heights.